Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for putting up with my hoarseness a little bit today, dealing with some allergies, but I'm going to continue to march because I'm just like you, small business owners. I'm just exactly like you. I own a business, and I don't get to call it in. I gotta show up every day. So what I want to talk to you about, just you and me, is the response that you gave us to a poll that we on the online poll that we asked a couple of weeks ago. It was the weekend before October 15th, and which, as you know, marked the end of the extension period to file your personal tax return and pay up anything that you had left to be owed for last year, for 2013. So you filed your corporate return. And if you did an extension like I did, like many of you do, you filed your corporate return before September 15th, but then your personal return was you got to it as long as October 15th. So we wanted to know what you thought about all that as you settled up with the government, and as you paid the money and you filed your return. We asked you this question. How do you feel about the income tax that you pay? 7 of 10 of you said, we pay too much for what we get. 70% said, we pay too much for what we get. And the rest of the numbers were split between, it's about right. There was a very small percent said it was about right. Some of you said you didn't pay taxes because you weren't profitable, and et cetera. But the big number, 70%, said you pay too much. Since tax payments deplete working capital. That's right. When you have to write a check for taxes, it comes right out of your working capital. It follows that small business owners think about paying taxes the way they do other capital outlays. When we pay our taxes, when we make an investment, when we write a check out of our cash, we say we part of our decision to write that check is, what are we going to get for this money? This isn't mad money. This isn't funny money. This isn't monopoly money. This is hard earned money that we worked very hard for and fought, scratched, and clawed for. Right. So we get to ask, what did I get for my money? So regardless of when you settle up with the government, if a small business owner pays more taxes beyond the schedule remittance, beyond your withholding for your payroll, for your salary, beyond any monthly or quarterly payments that you make, when you settle up, it's good news if you have to pay more taxes. It's good news, it's bad news, and it's compounded bad news. It's good news if you pay more taxes because that means you were profitable. Congratulations. It's bad news because the cash you remit to Uncle Sam reduces your precious working capital, as I mentioned earlier. The compounded bad news is most small businesses are S-Corps and limited liability companies. I'm one of those. You are probably too. But that means that profits that we make in the company pass through to the owner, you and me, as taxable ordinary income. Any profits from our business goes on our personal tax return. That number is added to salaries and distributions that we've already hopefully paid taxes on. And all of that is taxed at the personal rate. But my friends, it gets worse. Small business profit is often phantom income. Do you know what phantom income is? You do. You might not have thought about it like this. When you get tax, when you get income from your your company, from the operation of your LLC or your S-Corp, and you make a profit, and that money moves over to your personal return. When you're, whoever does your return, your accountant does that, it's often phantom income, and that means that you got the taxable income to pay tax on, but you may not have the cash to pay it. Because your income, all that profit that becomes income to you, is in the form of little bitty bits and pieces here and there in your company, receivables, inventory, et cetera, et cetera. But it all mounts up into one number that you pay taxes on, but it doesn't come with the cash. And that's one of the challenges small business owners have. And it's one of the reasons why we say, what do we get for our money? According to the Tax Policy Center, income tax paid by individuals and businesses in 2007 was 10.8% of GDP, almost 11% of GDP. During the worst parts of the Great Recession, it dropped down to 7.4% in 2010. But by last year, by 2013, the tax rate to GDP ratio had risen back up to 9.5 or $1.6 trillion. We paid in about $1.6 trillion in 2013. These numbers tell us two things. We pay a lot of taxes, and two, economic growth equals tax receipt growth. When the economy grew from 2010 to 2013, tax receipts grew. So, with so much revenue potential, when taxpayers and businesses thrive like they have more and more in the last 3 years, one would think the government would try to create a favorable environment for those who hire and make payrolls, right? Unfortunately, much of our tax dollars feed a bureaucracy that's particularly good at one thing, regulating businesses. You know our good friend Wayne Cruz, who's on the show all the time. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's talked to us about this many times on the show. He estimates that annual regulatory compliance costs, you and me, and big businesses, all businesses, $1.88 trillion. That's 11% of GDP. That's $280 billion more than the government receives in taxes. Regulations cost you and me more, and cost businesses, including you and me, more than they receive from everyone for taxes. Again, it gets worse. Cruz says small business owners pay double per employee per year for regulatory compliance than big businesses. I've been reporting on that to you for years. For small businesses, regulatory compliance is a parasitic stealth tax. Alas, my friends, we know when we pay income tax, part of our return on investment includes funding an overgrown and growing regulatory state that can cost us more than the taxes we pay, but is almost impossible to budget for. High taxes and overregulation are government's foot on the neck of small businesses. Think about that when you go to the polls, my friend. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.